Oh, Daniel.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry about yesterday.
I get it. You're old and you drink.
But I was accusatory. Hello.
But you know what? On the bright side, it taught
you. That was our anniversary, wasn't it?
No. On the bright side, it taught you how to delete a message out of Discord. Because I noticed it was gone. It's like, oh.
I never posted anything in Discord.
No, our anniversary is on the Trello. There's a date. We can talk about it.
July 9th. Oh, July. Yeah. See? Yeah. Look at. I fucking read that as June.
Wow.
Oh, man. And it's getting worse, Daniel. It is not. This fucking thing is not getting better. It's just getting worse with age. And it ain't fucking pretty.
Can you do me one favor?
Yes. Turn on original sound. It's done, bitch.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How you doing, Scott?
I'm okay. It's, as you know, it's been rather hectic.
I know. We're going to talk about that, yeah.
Yes, we are. But good news today.
Yes.
Good news today. She went to the doctor for her follow-up.
And?
She gets to take her collar off. She gets to jump up on her chair. She can't run up and down the stairs yet. That's still another week and some days away. But as in whole, I mean, she can get back to some normalcy now, which is a wonderful thing. But we're still living down. Or Drew is actually living downstairs, but we'll talk about that on the program.
I love my Frito Bandito. Is that what Frito Bandito?
Yeah, that was one of the things that they marginalized an entire culture with.
Kind of like the Barker Bird at the Tiki Room.
Yes, I watched your video. I watched your video about the Barker Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and most of those were voiced by Mel Blanc.
my cousin Jose, he's very lazy.
He's very lazy. Oh, man. Yeah, well, we were culturally very, very insensitive, still are, of course, but yes. not to the extent that we were in the 50s and the 60s. It's quite amazing when you go back and look at the Aunt Jemima Pancake House, and you even have a woman, an African-American woman with the bandana and the outfit and the aunt looking like, Aunt Jemima, bringing your pancakes, massa, can I bring you another sack of wheats?
There is a YouTube channel called Expedition Theme Park that talks about a lot of old, canceled, you know, things that are no longer there, whatever. And they did an episode on the Aunt Jemima Pancake House at Disneyland. So
I believe I saw it.
Yeah, it was very entertaining or very informative.
Yeah.
Culturally
insensitive.
So I was confused by it. So they're not changing the...
Brain fart.
I love you. Be careful. Oh. Are they changing the name? Hey, Zach, are they changing the name from Aunt Jemima to Jemima? Was that what it was?
No, I think they're completely getting rid of it.
I know that they're getting rid of the iconography. There will no longer be a picture of anyone on Uncle Ben's or... Say what? Right. Pearl Milling Company. Yes, okay. I guess they're getting rid of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it's happened yet. I think all they did was get rid of the pictures.
Yes.
Because I've seen Aunt Jemima in the grocery store. I'm not allowed to have it because it's carb. When you say that you've discovered something, it always sounds like you've like did something, but literally I just found this at the grocery store. I found these Atkins frozen dinners.
Old news.
I know it's old news, but it's new to me. And so I've been having, I'm curious about this. Maybe we should talk about this on the show. Yeah, we'll talk about this on the show because I find this interesting. People, the way the way that people eat. I find the way that people eat and those kind of things to be interesting. How do you eat? Because people that, well, we just had pizza last week, so I can't have pizza again. You know, like there's people that are like that. And there's people like me that is like, I will for 7 days in a row eat tuna fish and a bell pepper. And like, I'm perfectly happy eating the exact same thing.
Yeah, well,
in fact, on some levels, it actually is easier because I don't have to worry about what's for dinner. You know, it's just like, I know it's just going to be this and it's fine. Right after my divorce, I bought like huge things of frozen hamburger patties. And I had hamburgers for every single meal. I love hamburgers. So I just had hamburgers every single meal. My apartment just reeked of hamburgers. Like you walk in and she's like, it smells like a fucking hamburger in here. Well, anyway, that's.
Yeah, we can do it on the show.
We can.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it on the show?
I think I'll put this in the Trello because I think this should come first.
Why don't we do it on the show? I saw that. You don't think I didn't see that earlier when I was putting in the anniversary and the Stroke Boy Pride 48 update? How do you eat? I thought I'd put another one on here. Oh, I was thinking about it and I never did.
I definitely want to get this one in because I actually.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know?
Oh, do you really want to know? Yeah, what? Why can't I keep this thing on top like it was before, always on top? And I click on it and it won't truck update? Allow me.
Do you want a truck update?
Sure.
Can't get a camper update yet because, you know, don't have a camper.
Well, this is a very full show.
A lot of these are real, like, we're not actually going to talk about how all three of us have had sex with Adam.
Three?
Yeah, all three of us have had sex with Big Fatty. And so, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, God.
I mean, granted, in your case, it was just a dream, but...
I wasn't having sex. I was sitting on his testicles. Which is just weird beyond words that I would be sitting in his lap, but the thing that I took away from that is that his testicles are so huge that that was most of what his lap was, and I was sitting on his testicles, and that was a real dream. And there was no, thank Christ, there was no sexual. Oh, how dare you take that out of there? There was no sexual connotation. I'm going to put it back in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write it new, and I'm going to make it like a.
I just moved it to the nope column. You didn't move it back.
Oh, I because you're on top of the nope column right now.
Yes. To me, no, because everything else is really like my little Pride 48 update thing is very quick.
Every sperm is sacred.
Wait, what was the Pride 48? Oh, I know what it was. Okay, I remember now. Stroke Boy Pride 48. Truck update. Eunice update. So we'll do the Eunice before the truck.
Okay.
I think that's it. The anniversary is it.
This is kind of funny. This is kind of funny, and I don't quite know where to stick it.
The Lulu?
Yeah, because it will bring up Adam Burns again, and I think it's very important that we at least talk at least 15 minutes about Adam Burns in every...
Jesus Christ.
In every show. You can put that anywhere you want. Put the Lulu anywhere you want.
That boy.
Mm-hmm.
That boy.
That crazy kid.
That crazy Adam Burns.
That Adam Burns.
I know he hated talking about work, too. Because you said he was going to.
He was loathe because we were making fun of him for talking about work. Because he.
Here's a question.
The only reason that I did, yes.
This is apropos to level 13 folks who are listening.
Level 13.
Occasionally, I find humorous TikToks that I send to people, and yes. I found this one, which I thought sounded very much like you, like your internal dialogue.
One day a week. Yeah. And then like Friday and Saturday. So like 3 days a week. And then like Thursdays, because like Thursday, so fun. So like four nights a week. Yeah. And then like there's always like a birthday. So like five days a week. And then if like one of those nights like rolls into a brunch the next day, like a classic brunch rollover, then like 6 days. So just like 6 days. Yeah. Just like mellowing out, you know, we're growing up. So
I talking about how many nights one drinks.
Yes.
And she was very funny. She's very cute and very funny.
That just reminded me of you because I remember back on your show, there would always be these exceptions to the rules. Like, well, it's miserable because we're not drinking and eating right now because we're preparing for our cruise. Oh, but it's a Gucciapalooza Monday, which may, by the rules, decrees that we can indeed drink. And
well, I would only take, the word flew out of my head. Oh. Issue. I would only take issue with that, what you just said. Mm-hmm. On one point, and that is if it indeed were the pre-cruise diet sobriety 2 months, I never broke it, ever, for any reason whatsoever. However, living life regularly, let's be healthy there's always a reason why there's the Monday or the Tuesday. Well, you know, today we got that good report. We got that good report about our credit. So let's celebrate.
Yeah, we do that too. Yeah, because we only cheat on Saturdays.
Exactly.
Unless we go to Disney, because Disney's kind of like a Saturday. So if you go to Disney, and we only go to Disney on the weekdays, so that pretty much means that we're and a holiday. It's like so on holidays you can cheat on holidays because that's
on Thursday.
Yeah, that's the same kind of thing. Fridays are so close to Saturday that really, exactly. What's the difference there?
Come on,
what's the thing there? All right, I'm going to close my door and then I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I'm going to start recording right now so that I don't forget to do that. So as of this second, Daniel Brewer, I am recording.
Shut the door on my cat. She was very offended by it. She's just like, what the fuck?
Well, cats are offended by everything.
What the fuck? What if I want it in there? What if I have an emergency? What if I have a food emergency and I need to get your attention?
Duh fuck.
Okay. I have to do this.
And who is it?
It's me.
Okay.
And then I have to do that. And then I have to do that.
One, two, three, four!